in our is a single Greek word, the one translated stay awake. It's an imperative verb for all of you interested in grammar. That is, by using this word, Jesus is commanding us to do something. It's kind of tricky to translate. Some translations, instead of stay awake, translate the word as watch, or be watchful, or be alert. Our Lord Jesus is commanding us to be attentive. Attentive to what's going on around us, to be anticipating at any moment his return in glory, to judge the people of the world, to wipe away the old heavens and the old earth, and to create new ones. You don't want to be caught sleeping when that happens. We should, I think, therefore, first consider what is the opposite. What is the opposite of being awake, alert, or watchful? That is, how is one asleep, or not alert, or not watching, not attentive to ourselves, not paying attention to what's going on in the world around us or within our own souls? Or perhaps we may feel like we are attentive, but attentive to the wrong things. One way to think of this sleep, this lack of attentiveness, is to consider a well-known expression, falling asleep at the wheel. Perhaps some of you have had the experience after a long day of driving that the eyes get heavy, you drift off for a second, and then wake up and discover, well, you're off on the shoulder or in the other lane of traffic. It's frightening. It's dangerous. Consider what it would be like if you completely fell asleep at the wheel. In a sense, the car would be driving itself. I suppose if you hunched over the steering wheel, part of what would be controlling the car is just the dead weight sitting there, the contours of the road, the mechanics of the vehicle. The vehicle would be out of your control. To fall asleep at the spiritual wheel is similar. If we don't pay attention, if we don't pay attention to the media we consume, if we don't pay attention and think about what we're being told by the internet, friends, TV, whatever, if we don't pay attention to our own motivations for doing things or thinking things, our own desires, we can be pulled this way and that way, buffeted around by a world that actually doesn't really care about us. We can be pulled this way and that, asleep at the wheel, seemingly losing control of our thoughts and our words and our actions, our bodies, the vehicle of our persons not being controlled by us, but by the contours of the road of this life. We can be swept away into thinking that sleep or sports or convenience or what people may think about us is more important than attending to the things of God, being in his word, being in his church to receive his gifts. Stay awake. Or consider perhaps that you may be very attentive, but perhaps not always attentive to the right things. If you've spent any time on the internet at all, you become very well aware that the internet is trying to figure out what you like, how you think, so it can keep you happy, so it can keep you content. If you swing to one side of the political spectrum or to the other, if you adore this public figure or worship some entertainer, if you love this philosophy or that ideology or this theory or that theory, you can undoubtedly find someone to agree with you on the internet. And while some of these things may be important, we can become consumed by them. There's a phenomenon called confirmation bias, which tends to cause us to see events in the world in a way that reinforces what we already think. This can draw us into thought patterns and suspicions that just take over our minds, and we lose the focus on what's really important, the Lord and his word and his church. But really, this inattentiveness belies a deeper problem. Our sleepiness is really an effect of not wanting to see what we truly are. Poor, miserable sinners, as we confessed this morning. We'd rather go our own way, do our own thing. We'd rather seek out opinions that make us look better or smarter than we are. We'd really rather not look too different from the rest of the world. Because let's face it, that's easier. We get tired. We get tired of fighting. It's easier to just relax and let the world tell us what's true. It's easier to just fall asleep and let the world around us go to hell. But stay awake, lest the world drag you along with it. Stay awake. Your spouses, your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your fellow Christians need you to be awake and willing to stand up for the truth of God's word and God's ways. We're in good company with our sleepiness. The disciples grew weary. They grew tired of watching. They fell asleep. As Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, what happens? And Jesus came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation." And we know what happened to Peter. Before the rooster crowed, he was caught sleeping. Caught denying his Lord not one time, but 3 times. From fear, his attention wavered away from his Lord to the concerns of this life. Stay awake. Stay awake. For the master of the house is coming home. Jesus is coming again. Then you will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Stay awake, for the judge comes to judge the world. He comes to separate the sheep from the goats. He is not coming as a helpless baby in a manger this time. He comes with glory, with his angels. He comes with vengeance. We must remain awake. We must be watchful. We must be ready for that time. But how? First, you need to remember who you are and to whom you belong. Your identity is not first and foremost as a citizen of this country or that, or as a citizen of this dying world. You are not defined by what job you have, your ethnic background, what sports team you like, etc. Your identity is as a child of God, a baptized child of the Lord. You are his. You were bought with a price. Christ died for your sins and made you his own in baptism. St. Paul writes, "You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved." Our God, who never slumbers nor sleeps, has woken you up. God has made you alive and awake, receptive to his word, receptive to his Holy Spirit, receptive to his good gifts. Remembering that identity daily shapes how you think, what you say, how you act. As we will hear in our epistle lesson for Thanksgiving, St. Paul encourages us, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if anything is worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Meditate on the things of God. Hold fast to his word. Come before him with your unceasing prayers. He promises to hear and to bless and to keep you awake. As baptized children of God, we are called to be wary of the spirits of this world, those ideas, those temptations, those allegiances which would pull us away from Christ, would cause us to fall asleep, would cause us to be inattentive to the most important things. Consider then what things you hear or read that cause you to despair or cause you to become angry or cause you just to not care anymore. St. John writes, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God." Test things you hear. Test things you think. Test things against God's word. He will not lead you astray. Stay awake. Or as Jude reminds us in our epistle lesson this morning, "You, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh." Your brothers and sisters in Christ and those outside the church need you to be awake for your sake and for theirs. Take heart. God will and God does help. He who has drowned your sin and your spiritual laziness in baptism makes you alive. As you daily return to the Lord in repentance and faith, He forgives your slothfulness, your inattentiveness, your chasing after false gods. He forgives your paying attention to the wrong things and gently guides you back to consider His will and His ways. He wakes you up as you remember your baptism, as you study His word, as you receive His gifts in the divine service. Brothers and sisters in Christ, stay awake. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.